Saga Egmont presents A Curiously Convenient Demise by Hannah Hendy. Read by Jenny Funnell. Prologue. Eleanor had always thought that if a town was a person, then a museum was the beating heart at the centre of it all. The sort of place that went by tirelessly working in the background, collecting memories. Unnoticed by anybody until some information was needed, or until it was suddenly broken and in need of saving. And that was what would happen soon, she thought sadly. Her funds as depleted as the rooms would be after she finished selling all the artifacts off. All chance of help washed away in the letter she had received that morning. It was no good her asking for the money again. The only person she had left to ask had already said no. Eleanor had found herself turning wildly from any other vague offers of help, pushing people away. That didn't make her rude or cruel, like Cecilia had suggested, Eleanor thought to herself, as she deftly arranged the auction numbers smartly in front of her. She had just run out of luck. She had put her life's work into protecting the past, while other people flounced around into the future as if it hadn't happened. As if what they were doing wouldn't also become history, that Eleanor would one day weave around the museum. She had always been this way. As a child, she had refused to play with toys to keep them nice. Some would say that was an unusual, perhaps even depressing way for a child to think, but the boxed toys graced some of the shelves in Dewstow Museum, and Eleanor made Cecilia dust them weekly. So, who was laughing now? Not her, she realised with a grimace. Not after her grandfather had found out she was selling the Dewstow Heritage Vase, and told her exactly what he thought of her. But she believed in that old motto, sell one timeless historical piece to save the rest. Or, to put it another way, save the future by selling the past. Big corporations did it all the time. Why couldn't she? At the rate they were going, however, she barely had enough to scrape together Cecilia's next wage packet. Cecilia was loyal to a T, Eleanor knew, but loyalty could sour as soon as there was no money to buy bread with. Even on her mediocre wage as museum assistant. Cecilia was already showing signs of rebellion, which Eleanor intended to continue to squash. How dare she talk to her like that? Eleanor would need to continue to take a firm hand with the woman. To save the day, Eleanor had agreed to host the Summerview Secondary School auction, for an upfront price, of course, and a large percentage of the profits for the museum. It had seemed a good idea at the time. Hindsight was 20/20 after all, Eleanor sighed, as she gave the room a scornful once over. The school classrooms and hallways were clean and tidy enough, and the canteen was certainly spotless, but everything behind closed doors was old and worn and dirty. The cramped dark storage room behind the stage was no different. Out of sight, out of the mind of anyone who possessed a vacuum or a cloth. Eleanor had barely wanted to put her items down on the sad, scuffed table. The walls were hung with old posters, and the floor was littered with glitter and remnants of old drama costumes. It certainly looked as though Rose ran a tight ship, but a sterner glance showed off the smudges and fingerprints underneath it all. The dust swept behind the curtains, and the mould and rot covered by a fresh coat of paint. Unfortunately, the Summerview school auction was a necessary evil. Rose wasn't an idiot by any means. Eleanor might even have respected her under different circumstances. But her awareness was annoying in this situation. Eleanor had needed to make foolproof plans to make her money back right under Summerview's head teacher's nose, and that was not an easy thing to do. Eleanor somehow wished that she could tell everyone about it, so they could all see how cunning...